This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Tianjin in China on the second leg of his two-nation visit. The Prime Minister will participate in the 25th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization beginning tomorrow. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit reports Mr. Modi, along with other leaders, will deliberate on issues such as regional security, connectivity, sustainable development and global cooperation. More than 20 heads of state and 10 leaders of international organizations are expected to attend the summit. Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi concluded his two-day visit to Japan. After attending the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit yesterday, Prime Minister Modi met with the governors of the 16 prefectures in Tokyo today. The Prime Minister highlighted the potential of the state's prefectures' collaboration and urged action under the State Prefecture Partnership Initiative launched during the 15th Annual Summit for Shared Progress. Following the talks, Prime Minister Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba reached Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train and visited the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. India's real gross domestic product, GDP, is estimated to grow by 7.8% in the first quarter, April to June in the current financial year, which is the highest in the last five quarters. In the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 6.5% in the first quarter, while it stood at 7.4% in the fourth quarter. The quarterly estimates of the first quarter GDP of this fiscal, released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, nominal GDP had witnessed a growth rate of 8.8% during the same period. Ashish Kumar Chauhan, MD and CEO, National Stock Exchange, Mumbai, said that GDP growth rate for the first quarter of the financial year 2025-26 is almost the best performance of any large country in the world.
The growth rate is absolutely exhilarating in all sectors. It's all pervasive. That includes travel, tourism, tertiary sector, production, manufacturing, and of course services. And the next half is looking equally good because of the great monsoon season that we are having, but also the inherent strength that the Indian economy has.
Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that the nation's GDP growth rate of 7.8% will have a positive impact on its energy consumption. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Puri highlighted that if the economy is doing well, energy consumption will go up. He noted that India's energy consumption is three times higher than the global number, and the government is taking multiple steps to meet this demand by strengthening refining capacity and transitioning to green, sustainable energy. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath inaugurated a drone manufacturing company and an engine test facility centre in Noida today. While addressing the gathering, the Defence Minister said that drones are an important part of modern warfare strategy nowadays. Mr. Singh emphasized the need to strengthen the concept of Atmanirbhar Bharat in the defence sector. He said that this initiative is expected to generate over 5,000 job opportunities in the region. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Uttarakhand today. Isolated heavy rainfall is also likely to continue in Himachal Pradesh till tomorrow, in Uttarakhand till Tuesday and over northwest India during the next 5 days. In the Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship 2025, Malaysia thrashed defending champions Korea by 4-1 in a surprising upset at the second match played this afternoon at Rajgir International Hockey Stadium. Tomorrow, India will take on Japan in Pool A match, scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. In badminton, Satvik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty will lock horns with the Chinese duo of Chen Bo-Yang and Liu Yi in the semi-final of the BWF World Championships in Paris tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.